Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word. I've had Jerry Savelle, his office, sent me an email. And it says, prophetic word for 2015. Isn't that good? Said, experiencing greater glory is still my plan. And you'll see the great I am. He shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before. What's happening, Percy? Come on over here. Turn around and face the crowd. Now, this is Percy. We just buried his beloved wife yesterday. So he's in the house, but what do you want to tell us?
I want to say thank you all, and I'm feeling very good because the Lord is strengthening me always. And you did such a wonderful work. What can I say to you?
Oh, it's a joy. Yeah.
And give you more strength, continue.
Yes, he does.
Because the laborers are few, and the Lord needs many, many laborers in the vineyard. I am glad to be here this morning. I just feel to say thank you, God, for everything and for you people that you did. And I feel so proud in the Lord,
amen,
not in myself.
Yeah.
And I know you always have me in mind.
Yeah.
Continue to pray. Continue. But I will not lay down like I'm a dead person. I will always strive in the Lord. Because you give me strength for my daily walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you all, and God bless you.
Amen.
And bless you. Yeah. May we rise from strength to strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Bless you. It's good to see you out and about. Thank you very much. That's good stuff right there. Hey, you know, you bury your wife of some 47 years and then come into the house of God and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? And I love that. You know, I know sometimes the kids were like, how's my dad going to be? I said, I know your dad's going to be fine. Because I know your dad loves the Lord, and I know he knows that he's loved in this house. So bless you, Percy. That was a wonderful greeting, and thank you so much for that gratitude. 2015. Are you ready? Experience the greater glory is still my plan, and you'll see the great I am shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Now, I know in Jerry's circle, they like to prophesy in rhyme, and it can be very, it can be supernatural. I've seen some people prophesy in rhyme for like half an hour, and you go, how do you do that? You know, I was preaching in a service in Nova Scotia, and they had a guy who's kind of a jazz keyboardist was playing behind me just as I started to minister. And I said, oh, keep playing. That's awesome. And as he was playing, I started to sing my sermon. And I started to sing, and I couldn't stop. And I sang my whole sermon, and then for an hour and a half after, I prophesied over everyone in the room, and I sang for over 3 hours. And I was like, I think I'm stuck. I thought I was going to sing all the way home, keep singing, and I was just kind of fooling around at first, but then it just went bang. And sometimes, but you know, Jerry prophesies, and it's amazing. The Lord gives him the word, and it just flows out in rhyme. Incredible stuff. Supernatural provision and greater breakthroughs too. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I will show them the strength of my right hand. I'll have my way and all shall see. No power is greater nor equal to me. My people will rise up and take their place, and no enemy will stop them from finishing their race. Yes, 2015, you'll surely see, will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree something great is about to happen to me. Wow, that was good. I could feel some mustard on that. There might have even been some 57 sauce. I don't know. It was a very saucy word. Well, I believe that. How many believe it's greater? I tell you, even just believe the word of the Lord. I mean, I believe that, but you just believe the word of the Lord because it really is. I got a PowerPoint ready to go there. So if I got a friend there ready to help me, anybody, give me a hand there. Look, here's one word right here. Just believe this word. You ready? The ways of right living people. Any right living people here today? Oh, yeah, I'm doing my best, but I don't always get it right. You know what a right living person is? Here's the one thing you have to decide. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. How many have done that? That qualifies you to be a right living person. Oh, I still screw up. I know, but the only one thing you have to do is you have to accept that he lived a life for you called righteousness. And he has now become your righteousness. Therefore, by faith, you can declare and speak over yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Any right living people here today? And you know, when you confess that, that actually brings and engages into manifestation the Spirit of God to help you be what he called you to be. But the path of the, as he amplified now, the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous, how do you get just? Romans says, the just shall live by. That was the great revelation of Martin Luther. That was the whole Reformation. Martin Luther finally got so sick and tired of religion, and he got a revelation out of Romans chapter 1. The just shall live by faith. He'd been trying to work his way into the favor of God, trying to make himself pleasing to God, and he got a revelation. The only way you can do this is by faith. Uncompromisingly just and righteous is the like the light of dawn that shines more and more. Say more and more. More, this is, who wrote this? What is this? It's the Bible. It's the word of the Lord. So this is the word to you today, all right? If you didn't think Jerry's was good enough, God's got plenty, and there's lots there for you. It says that they will shine more and more brighter and clearer until it reaches full strength and glory, the perfect day that is to be prepared. So listen, every single year, it also says, I think it's in Isaiah 60, or no, or Psalm 65, it says that every year he crowns it, crowns the year with his bounty. He crowns every year with fresh bounty and fresh provision. And you know, every year it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Folks, increase is on. We're stepping into more and more. We're transitioning into a year of years. We're transitioning into the year of the Lord that's going to be supernaturally lavished and saturated with the blessing of God. Settle down. I know it's terribly exciting. I mean, man, you know, like, thank you for a couple grunts. Now, Starbucks has it right. Because at Starbucks, you can go from that little cup there. But I love what they have. Do you want a tall? Isn't that great? Even if you're short, you can go in and say, you know, it starts with a tall. I mean, tall. And then they go, what do they go? They go to tall, then they go to, sorry, grande. I mean, you go to Starbucks, you're all, I can't order at Starbucks. I don't even know how. I don't. I'm just going. I just want to, you know, not the big one, not the biggest, but just like the middle one, but with a coffee in it. But you know, people go in and say, I want a venti with a mochaccino with I don't even know. I can't even do it. I mean, but it sounds like a whole different language in there. Frappe, mappe with the iced tea, non-fat goupé, and stirred up floupé, and I don't know. I can't even do that. That's why I'm like Tim Hortons, you know, just give me a medium black coffee. that works for me. But you know, one thing that they got right was, I mean, they go all the way to the Trenta. Like you can get a Trenta is 31 ounces of calories that you can pack into your gullet. And how many know that the average gullet isn't 31 ounces? So you literally buying that drink, you are trying to pack into your gizzard or whatever you call that there. You're trying to pack into your stomach. Your stomach, the average stomach can't even take that much. So you're already committing yourself to more than you can handle. And I mean, Starbucks has it right. Like Starbucks is doing real good because Starbucks knows that everybody wants more. They really do. And you know what? You should want more. And God wants you to live in the realm of more. And in this period of in between, I really feel that God is pressing in. I feel him today pressing in. See, and I'm stretching you, Carl, because there's so much more coming this year that I need to enlarge your gullet. I need to stretch you on the inside. I'm going to make room for more of me because this will be a year like never before. I'm just going to take a drink while you guys run around the building. Settle down. Hey, don't hurt anybody. Whoa. Yeah, it was awesome. All right. Genesis chapter 1, 28. Then God blessed them and said, do your best. See what you can do out there. Have a couple kids, do something, I don't know, and see how it goes. No, it says, then God blessed them, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. Not even addition, but multiply. Fill the earth. I mean, it's two people dropped into this little garden, and he's saying to those two people, fill the earth. Fill the earth. Fill the earth. Are you all right? Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion. That's what God wants us to do. That's what Jesus recovered for us. Jesus recovered for us dominion and kingdom. He recovered for us the right to reign and rule, the right to bring into manifestation God's kingdom, the right to partner with heaven and force all evil out of this scene. If there's still evil kicking around, it's because the church don't get it. Most of the church believes that, well, it ain't going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. And then God's going to rescue us and get us out of this mess. And that's the best that's going to happen. You know, he said, take dominion. Take authority over this stuff. Deal with stuff. Let your light shine. It says, gross darkness covers the people, gross darkness the nations of the earth. But on you a light has come. On you a glory is gushing forth from your belly. Rise and shine, for your light has come. Let's see the next verse here. We got another verse. Exodus 3:8. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up from the land to a good and large. Say good. Large. Good and large land. A good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. This is all Old Testament stuff. All the Old Testament was all written for us so we can understand it. These people went through and had a history so we could understand the character and nature of God. We can see in and through that what God wants to do for his people. I mean, how much more in the new covenant, if that was the blessing they walked in as God's people, how much more in this new covenant shouldn't we expect good and large and flowing? I don't know. Careful now, it's some funny teaching. It's just the word. I'm not even adding anything to it, just reading the Bible. All right, next one. You ready? Psalm 15:14. May the Lord give you increase, more and more. Increase, say increase. More and more, you and your children. Doesn't that verse just make you happy? Thank you. It's good. Dolores just chiming in there. It was good. All right. Proverbs 11:24, there is one who scatters and yet increases more. There's one who scatters, who just is a blessing, who just becomes a funnel through which God can bless and minister and touch other people. It was beautiful to be here and see 100 families in this community get touched. It's beautiful to be here and see those teachers so excited. And the one who's been there long enough that she's experienced this church constantly being a blessing to the school over there. I mean, every classroom has a smart board in it because you folks, you know, decided that it's necessary. If there's kids in crisis in our community, how many know we need to impact them? Yeah. You know, and if this church is going to do things around the world, it should be doing things right at its door as well. And so we want to find needs right at our front door, because the light that shines around the world should be brightest at home. So, you know, we scatter, we give to all kinds of places. A very, very generous church. I'm so excited about that. But it says the one who scatters yet increases more. And there is those who withhold more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Not that you shouldn't have some to live on and you shouldn't, you know, take care of your needs, but some people hang on to more than is right, and that leads to poverty. Here's another verse. You ready? Matthew 25:29. For to everyone who has, more, say more. Everyone who has more will be given and will have abundance. 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 To those who have, more will be given and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And this is in a relationship where, even in Mark, a parallel scripture, this is talking about the Word of God and how much you embrace the Word of God and how much you align yourself with agreement with the Word of God. When you agree with it, you get more. And you don't agree with it, even what you have gets taken from you. Give me another verse. Mark chapter 4, 24, 25. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Take heed. Be careful. I mean, God doesn't say be careful. One translation says fear. It's a very strong word. I mean, pay attention. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use it, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. When you hear the word of the Lord and then you understand that the Lord wants you to be a supernatural shining example of what his glory can do to a life. When you embrace that and you use that and you get yourself under the spout of God's blessing and say, yes, I receive what you want to do in my heart and in my life. When you take that word and you appropriate that word, it says to those who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Wow! How many got some? How many want more? More! More! Now, how many of you just like, that's coming out of your lips is difficult. It's just hard. Just something, the brakes go on a little bit in me to just shout that. I don't know, I just, how many just, really, you're sitting there going, I'm not going to do that. Not because you're timid or you just don't do that, but you really have an issue with more. I'm amazed that people have an issue with more. They have a hard time with more. But there's so many times in people's lives they need more. But how many know God is not offended when you say, more, Lord? He's really not. You know, but when you sit there and you'll say, I can't, more. Go ahead, more. More! If you have a vision that you want to see God's glory fill the earth, it's going to take more. If you've got a vision that you want to see the revelation of healing and breakthrough in people's hearts and lives, people set free from the shackles of the enemy, when you want to see the glory of God fill the earth, how many know that's going to take more? And if your vision is so small that you barely got enough to get by in your little world, break that vision off of you and get a bigger vision because there's so much more. You ready? More! Whew. It says, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house, parents, brothers, wives, or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time. What is present time? Now. How many are glad it's present time? A lot of people want to push all the good stuff into the sweet by and by. Won't it be wonderful then? But you see, God really does want to redeem this whole planet. God really does want a man of, he said it in Habakkuk 2:14. Listen to me, the Lord says, listen, for as surely as I live, he said, the earth will be filled with my glory, the knowledge of my glory, it'll be filled as the waters cover the sea, which is a very heavy manifestation of glory. Not a single person will be without an experience of the goodness and the glory of God. He cannot return until that word is fulfilled. If he did, he's not a man of his word. And God watches over his word to perform it. He holds his word and his name above, his word above his name. So if his word's no good, his name's no good. It seeks fulfillment, folks. Just surrender to it, please. If you've got stuff and you think, well, I've seen excesses and extreme teachings on some of that. Who hasn't? And you're absolutely true. But you know what? You shouldn't throw out revelation just because somebody abused it once. There's mega truth in here. And for us to fulfill it, sure, some people have abused it and used it on themselves and done all those things. But don't you want to change the world? Don't you know that the covenant with you and God is that you will multiply, that you will increase, that you will subdue the earth and take dominion over everything? Don't you know that that's going to take more? And if this is going to be a year of unprecedented breakthrough and demonstration and manifestation, then we have to say, I need my capacity lifted. I really do. I want to take the limiter off my life. I want to take the boundaries off in every way. God be God. If I've shaped you in some form that is not of you, forgive me. I break it off in Jesus' name because I want you. I want what you want. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. But I break every barrier and limitation. Right now, I'm going to cross into 2015 and it's going to be awesome. All right. That's hallelujah. Man. All right. What do we got? Oh, I have come. Red letters in your Bible. I have come that they might have life, the God kind of life, the Zoe kind of life, his life, and that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly, more abundantly. I remember that one. How's it going? Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, him who loves us. More, not just conquerors. Don't you love that God always, it's more. He could have just said, you are conquerors, hallelujah. No, he said, you're more. You're more than conquerors. Here's what more than conquerors mean. I was a fellow named Costa Dare. He was a teacher at our Bible school and traveled the whole world. Costa Dare, amazing guy. But Costa Dare was a prize fighter. He used to prize fight to make money. And one day I was listening to Costa. He says, I never understood what more than a conqueror was until one night I had a nasty fight. The guy almost knocked me out several times, but I prevailed and I won the fight. And I came home with the prize money. My wife never ever came to watch our fights. But when I got home, she sure took the money quite quickly. And I realized that I was a conqueror, but she took the money. She's more than a conqueror. See, Jesus conquered so that you can be more than a conqueror. Jesus conquered so that you can live in the superabundant blessing of God. Hallelujah. I got to move on because I got 28 points. But I'm feeling Jesus right now, so I really don't give a rip. These are the moments I live for. You? Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned. How many know one man's offense death reigned? You know, the things you're seeing in the world, that's death reigning. How many know it's pretty tangible? How many know when you look at sin and the effects of sin and you see what's happening in people's lives, you look and go like, whoa, one guy caused all that to enter in. By one man, death reigned. Now listen to this. And how many know? Look at the reign. It's tangible, it's vivid, and it seems incredibly powerful. But listen to the rest of the verse. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. So as miserable as all that stuff is, the reign that God wants to live in and through you should so super exceed, because he's using it, he's putting it in a juxtaposition, he's putting it side by side with, you see the reign of evil? Much more, the reign of righteousness in your life. We should be a stark contrast to the pains that are going on in the earth. Our lives and all that we are should be such a radical affront to everything that's evil that we literally are eliminating darkness everywhere we go. How many know how powerful that verse is? And look what it says. Look, you have to understand this. It says, those who say receive. Receive. Go ahead. Receive. Say receive. Does not those who achieve, not those who work really hard. But it says, how much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. What's righteousness? It's a gift, folks. It's not something you earn or work your way into. The gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Christ Jesus. All right, I have to move on. What do we got? 2 Corinthians 3:7-9. Oh, this is good. The face of Moses, because of the glory of his countenance, the glory which passes away. It says, how much more will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? See, Moses, when he came out of the presence of God, there was a physical expression. He was impacted by the presence of God. So much so, and this is old covenant glory. Old covenant glory. So much so that when he came out of the presence of God, his face was shining so brightly that they literally said, can you please cover that up? I mean, it had to be so bright that they're like, I want to have a conversation with you, but holy moly, I mean, you are like a 1,000-watt light bulb right in my face. That's what was going on. But now look at this. How many of you walked around and had people say, please turn it down? Oh my God. Here's what the Bible says. It says the ministry of the Spirit is more glorious. For if the ministry that had condemnation had glory, what did the law have? Condemnation. That was the ministry of the law. But it says if that had glory, and listen, that's an important point. Let me just stop there for a second. When you teach the law, there's glory on the law. You need to understand that. The law that brings condemnation, there's glory on it. That's why you could say, I listened to a guy preaching the law and I felt glory on it. Well, the Bible says there's glory on the law. But we're not under the law. And there is glory on it. That's why some people get misled by teachings of works and do good and stuff, because there's a certain element of glory on it. Well, the Bible says there's a glory. It says the ministry of condemnation had glory. There's glory on the law. It sounds good, feels good. You might go, that sounds good. There's a glory on it. There's something that will impact you, but we're not under the law. It says the ministry of righteousness exceeds in much more glory. So you can go into a place and feel condemnation and feel like, I feel that's right. I feel the glory on that. But when you come into a place where there's abundance of grace, you will be liberated exceedingly abundantly, because the glory on the message of grace so supersedes the law, it can't even be measured or compared to. Stop and drink. You know the problem with taking those antihistamines and stuff like that is, and I hit myself with a powerful dose so my nose wouldn't run while I was preaching. Jesus. Problem is, it takes all the saliva out of your mouth, too. And you just threw that in. Write that down. That was a good point. Thank you, Pastor. Much more! Much more! It exceeds much more in glory. Oh, that's good, Pastor. Thank you. All right. Turn the page. All right. I'm at my points now. You ready? 8 qualities for a successful transition. Get your pens out and start writing. You ready? 8 qualities. Going to give you 8, and we're just going to go to the classic transitional place where Joshua is going to take the people of God in to possess the land. This is all a type. This is all a shadow of the reality. You are to go and possess the land and walk into fullness and abundance and supernatural increase every day. Here's how you do it. Just receive it is what you do. But let me give you some principles that'll help you make it happen in your life. All right? I mean, say that would be good. All right, you ready? There's 8. First principle is association. Association. Joshua 1:1. Joshua, the son of Nun. Pretty interesting name that, eh? Nun. The son of Nun, Moses' minister or servant. Joshua is going to lead these people into the land. Joshua is going to bring these people through into transition. But Joshua was somebody who knew the principle of association. Say association. What does that mean, Pastor? It means who you're hanging out with. Oh, you mean I shouldn't, you know, go to bad places? I didn't say that. I mean, you got to go to bad places to reach bad people. But I mean, you should be building in your life people that you know are significant in your life, that are mentoring you, that are helping you. People in your life that are challenging you and holding you accountable. People in your life that are real friendships and real relationships. How many remember Dave Selesky? Or sorry, Semenko. Selesky was another guy. Anybody remember Dave Semenko? Alan does. See another hand there? That's Do Ramey right there. It's not a part of his name, the Do, but it helps remember his name. His name's Ramey, but if you say Do Ramey, helps you remember his name. Ramey. Just wave your hand, Ramey, so people know that I'm not being crazy. Thank you. All right. That's Ramey, just for, and you can know Ramey too now, but it's Do. So you just, the Do is silent. Do Ramey. All right. So, wow, this is an awesome, I actually, you have no idea how big a struggle I'm having right now, but it's good. I feel like God's enlarging me on the spot. It's going to be an awesome year. But here it is. Joshua was the minister and servant of God. Now, water seeks its own level. It really does. So, you know, if you want to go deeper, you need to take your associations higher. Because Dave Semenko was the winger for Wayne Gretzky. Before he played on the line with Wayne Gretzky, he was nobody. But the one thing about Dave Semenko was, if anybody hit Wayne Gretzky, Semenko would drop his gloves and hit them. So that enabled Wayne Gretzky a little more freedom to do what he needed to do, because everybody knew, if I hit Wayne, Dave will hit me. Very true. Absolutely true. But you know what happened because of that association? Dave Semenko moved up the scoring list. He started, I mean, pucks would literally bounce off him in front of the net. Oh, I got a goal. Wayne just shot one off my butt. That was awesome. Wayne got an assist. I got a goal. And Dave Semenko was one of the higher scorers on their team because of an association. Who are you associating with? Who are the people that you've invited to speak into your life? Are you hanging out with a bunch of people? You know, I had somebody talking to me the other day, and a very neat illustration analogy, but he was talking about, you know, an eagle stuck with turkeys, you know. and you want to get that eagle out from the turkeys. And I said, well, the eagle instinctively knows he's an eagle, and so he's troubled. But you know what's going to cause the eagle to fly? There's going to become a cry. He's going to see an eagle go up above. You know, he'll be looking at turkeys going, look at that. Let's fly. Come on, guys, let's fly. But you know what? If he keeps on trying to find consensus with the turkeys are like, whatever. It's not instinctive in the turkey to fly, but it's instinctive in the eagle. But if you're hanging out with a bunch of turkeys, that instinct is never going to be appealed to. But somewhere you got to start seeing that there's eagles flying above you. There's people above there, and there's an instinct in you that's going to say, I was created for this. You know, I'm not saying lose all the losers in your life. They need you. But you know what they need you to do? They need you to fly. The people you're hanging with, they need you to rise up. You know, you're not going to rise up if you don't have significant associations that you're willing to humble yourself with and say, I want to fly. It's an amazing life to be a believer. It's an amazing life to walk in the anointing. There's nothing like it. Let's go on, because I've got 8 of these, and time is running out. It's good to see the Keeners back from Florida. Praise Jesus. Did you have a good time? Awesome time. You get around people who have more than you want more. How many know that you look to some people, there's just more in their marriage? You just hang around with them, you just see their marriage, there's more there. There's more in that marriage. Wow. You ever seen people, you go like, that is an awesome marriage. Like, it's like Cheryl and I. But you know, get around people, and you get around people in their relationship with their kids. It's so significant. It's real. It's genuine. You know, you get around people, and there's their relationship with God. Don't you hate it when you run into somebody who loves God more than you do? That bothers me so much. I like doing that, though, because it challenges me. When I see somebody who's just, they're lost in love with God, it's like, wow. You know, there's people around that have more financial ability than you. You know, it's not a bad thing if you're having troubles financially. You hook up with somebody who's got that worked out. Go talk to Rob Reed or somebody like that. I mean, Rob's got some things worked out. He's got some things in his life figured out. You go talk to some people who know, and they've got some obvious financial ability in their lives. And when you hook yourself up with that, you get the help you need, you can start to fly. How many know that there's some people have more fun than you? I don't want anybody to have more fun than me. But folks, some of you, your problem is you're just no fun. I mean, my goodness, you got to learn to have some more fun. You got to hang out with some people, have some fun, smile a little more, enjoy a little more, you know, but do that. But often, you know, it's association, so we need to do that. So it makes you want more when you're around people with more. So be that person. Be that person that annoys all your friends. Be a more person in every aspect of your life. Oh, I'm so bored with this more thing. I'm so comfortable with average. I'm really happy where I'm at. Duh, duh, duh. You're not manifesting kingdom. Number 2, elimination. Elimination. Joshua 1:2. Joshua, apparently he knew Moses was dead, but it was important for God to say, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise. Obviously, Joshua was like, oh my goodness, Moses is dead. Oh my goodness, Moses is dead. And somewhere God to say, enough. Moses was old news. Moses was my servant, but now you arise, take his place, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I'm giving them to the Israelites. Now, some of you got to do that. Let go of your past. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. There is stuff, please, don't take it into 2015. I am tired of talking to people that are constantly going backwards. I'm always shocked that in the backyard in our place during the summer, it is full of these little dragonflies. Not dragonflies, but fireflies, is it? Fireflies. And it's amazing to see them all through the trees. Just so cool. But what shocks me is, how do they do it? Because all of them got that little light bulb on their butt, you know? And it's like they're flying into the darkness, but the light's shining back there, you know? And I go, those poor little things. And that's like a lot of Christians. You know what? The light's shining back there, and they're groping and forward. And kind of, they got more light on the back end of their life than they do on the front end of their life. You know what? You're not going to get anywhere by dwelling on the past. In fact, God says, forget about it. Don't remember it anymore. But you don't understand. Stop it. Leave it in 2014. Cut it off. Don't let it come into 2015. Another thing I said, for good and bad. Let the bad go, but let the good go. I was awesome this year. I mean, 2014 was a great year. Well, we're in 2015 now. We're 6 months in, and you're still saying, wasn't that a great year last year? Who cares? There's a lot of people that, you know, it was awesome then. Did I tell you about a meeting we had back in 1996? Oh, glory to Jesus. Who cares? What's going on right now? What's God doing today? So there's things you got to eliminate. All right. How many think that was a good pastor? Thank you. So there's got to be association, and then there's got to be elimination. How many are writing these down? How many know that the notes will be on the website later? All right. Number three, saturation. You got to get saturated. Joshua 1:5, it says, so I will be with you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Joshua practiced soaking time. It says in Exodus 33:11, when Moses went to talk face to face with God, Joshua was with him. When Joshua went up the mountain and he spoke face to face with God, Joshua was with him. Joshua was constantly getting impacted by the glory of God. It says when Moses got instruction and he left, he said, okay, Joshua, we've got to go. Now Joshua, I'm just going to hang out here. Are you going to come? I got to do some stuff. Go ahead. I'm just going to hang out here. He just stayed face to face. He got heavily impacted by the glory and the goodness of God. If you're going to do glorious stuff, you got to have glorious power. If you're going to do supernatural stuff, you got to do it out of a supernatural relationship. And you got to be face to face with him every day. Number four. Am I going too fast for you? Come on, make some noise. That was really bad. Wasn't that bad? You see, I go to sleep to T.D. Jakes. Not always. Sometimes it's Mark Hankins. Sometimes it's Joseph Prince. But I like to go to sleep listening to a sermon. I've yet to make it through one. But I love it. T.D. Jakes goes, come on, if you hear me, make some noise. Never mind. All right. You got to meditate. It says he meditate on it day and night. Get the word. Get the revelation. Get it on your mouth. Meditate on it. The word meditate is the word hugga. The word hugga means to mutter, to speak, to devise, to plot. You know, yesterday Ruth's brother was here doing the eulogy, and he said, you know, he began to visit Ruth later in life, and he said one time he got concerned because he said, my older sister, she looks like she's talking to herself. She was just kind of, her mouth was moving, and she's going, I can't hear anything. And then he got a little closer, standing beside her. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. He's with me. He will guide me. He will keep me. She's not speaking to herself. She's confessing the word of God. And then she starts singing, arise, my soul, arise, shake off thy guilty stains, the bleeding sacrifice. And she realized that she's constantly muttering the word of God. And Ruth was a life that impacted so many people, but Ruth was a life who was constantly meditating on the word of God day and night. And that's, if you want to transition well, hugga your Bible daily. Hugga, confess the word over your life, speak the word. Number five, prognostication. That is a word. At least it didn't get a red underline when I was typing it. So prognostication. I mean, you got to do this. He said to Joshua 2:1, he said, go now and view the land. Go view the land. Sometimes, you know, what's 2015 going to be like? Oh, I don't know, but I hope it's good. We got to have more than a hope it's good. You got to have a prognosis. You got to have a prognostication. You got to get a view of it. God said, go view it. I want you to see it. Come on, let's visit 2015. You ready? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Let's visit 2015. Here we go. Whoop. What do you see? What do you see? If you don't see anything, stop it. Because this is an important aspect of your life. God wants you to see. In Joshua 6:2, he took him, Joshua, standing in front of the promised land, and he said, see, Joshua, see, I have given you Jericho. And you see, he said, I've given you Jericho while Jericho was still standing. So he said, Jericho is past tense done, even though Jericho is still a walled city that opposes you. But before you're going to see Jericho come down, you've got to see it is yours as a possession. What do you see in 2015? What do you see shifting? What do you see you taking? What do you see moving? If you don't have significant, serious goals that you see, that you've been prognosticating, you know, you're in a bad spot. So you got to eliminate status quo thinking, and you've got to have a prognosis that there is more. Number six, there's got to be an incubation. An incubation. It says in Joshua 3:1 that they lodged there before passing over. You got to lodge in what you see. You got to lodge yourself. You got a few days now before 2015. I want you to incubate. I want you to prognosticate. I want you to get in the presence of God. I want you to dwell there. The word lodged, it means that they dwelt there. They settled down there. And they settled down there for 3 days. They incubated for 3 days. Don't act on a half-baked idea. Get the full picture, the full prognosis, because if you're going into your future with half-baked ideas, you're going to have a half-baked life. It will go as you say it does. It will happen as you envision it. No other way. You are the captain of a destiny and a dream of God that He has implanted in you, and you're the captain of it. And you got to incubate that vision. Number seven, you got to articulate it. Articulate it. Articulation. Joshua 3, 9 and 10. Come near, hear the words of the Lord your God. By this you shall know. By this you shall know. There's got to be that revelation from God that you see, that you soak in, that you incubate, that you get to the place where now you can articulate exactly what it is God wants to do with you. Do you know if you're in the center of God's will right now? Do you know what God wants to do in and through you in 2015? Do you believe that it's more than you've ever seen before? My preach is a lot better than your amens. Must be all the Canadians fans here. They're just, you know, hey, what's the matter with them? It's a good day to be a Canadian. Okay, never mind. All right, articulate. Get a clear, specific. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision down and make it plain. And I like the addition. It says, make it plain so people can run with it. If you've got a vision and it's so plain and so clear that you can run with it, something you can run with. Are you there? I know this has got so practical. Oh, my goodness. You got to be able to articulate this. A lot of people never, one year after another just goes by, and they've never, ever articulated a vision or a dream. They've never got something from God. God wants to crown this year. He wants to speak to you. He wants to take you into abundance. He wants to take you more and more into His goodness. All right? Now, give me the last one. You ready? Activation. Joshua 3:15-16. It says, the feet got on the brink of the water. Then the waters rose up in a heap. See, nothing is going to happen until you act. Nothing is going to change until you do something. But if you don't know what it is you're acting on, you'll never act. If you haven't done the first points and come to this point, your action can be hit or miss. Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. But you know, when you know what's going on and you've really, really worked all this out and partnered with God, then you can begin to activate that word. And the minute you do, God will meet you there. And then your life is like, it goes like this. God acts, you act. God acts, you act. God speaks, you obey. You get a manifestation, expression. God says more. You see, when you're faithful a little, God will give you more. When you push out a little, you can go into the deeps. Don't make me leave the pulpit. I can see you from here. We got to get on with it. It's our turn. It's our turn. Mark 4:25, for whoever has, to him more will be given. More will be given. Proverbs chapter 4:18, the longer they live, the brighter they shine. Now, I want you to open your Bible back to Ephesians chapter 3. So there's one more verse I want to read to you as we close and let you go. Dream a massive dream. But if you want to come and get prayer today and you want to experience an enlarging of your capacity in your life, I encourage you to do that. Look at verse 20 of Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now, this is the Lord's word. It's not my word. I'm just reading it, all right? Everybody there, I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's not going to be on the screen, so listen. It says, now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us. Let me read that again. Now to him who by and in consequence of his action and his power that is at work within us, he is able to carry out his purpose. He is able to do super abundantly far above all that we dare ask, think infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. God is able to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, or dreams. In the Authorized Version, it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us." The power at work within you is the Spirit of God. That's the power at work within you. Now, your connection is, what will you ask? What will you believe? What will you express? Because that is what God can work on. And he's able to take those confessions, those declarations, and he's able to do super abundantly more. You see, God, I love God because God never dumbs it down. God never says, "That was a really good revelation, but let's temper that a little bit and bring some balance to it." God never brings balance to it. He always pushes it off the chart. Like God says, "This is awesome, isn't it? I mean, I'm really a good God. But you know what? It's bigger than that." He says, "You think that was good? Let me tell you this. He can do super abundantly more than you could ever dare ask or dream." Paul doesn't dumb it down and try to make it balanced and temperate and let's not get excessive around here. God is excessive. And he doesn't temper to bring it down. He pushes it over the top. And he says, "Now, unto him who's able to do super abundantly more than all you could ask or even imagine." I got a wild imagination. God says, "I can do way more than that." With that, with these words, with that in mind, I think I got one more slide. Do I? Experience the greater glory is still my plan. Experiencing the great, this was Jerry out of Jerry's prophecy. He said 2015 will be known as the year of visitation, manifestations, and demonstrations. I thought that was a good word. Amen. Who think that's a good word? Well, then, you know, take those 8 points, meditate on it over the next few days, pray your way into 2015 and believe that, because you know what? I want more. I want more souls in this city. I want to see more churches planted. I want to see more people touched. I want to see more people delivered. I want to see more people healed. I want to see the hospitals emptied. I get livid every time I go by a hospital parking lot. Why? Because I know how much you have to pay to be in there. But what a massive waste of money that we're there because of sickness. You got to leave this country to get sick, because you can't get sick in Canada because the leaves of the trees are healing for the whole nation and the world. It's time to fulfill our destiny, folks. But it's not going to happen if you don't take these 8 points and apply them to your life. And I will be calling each of you specifically and asking for you to send me back your 8-point plan. What? Oh, my God. And don't you wish we did that? I thought we just listened and the rest of it was optional. We just walk out, do whatever we want. Sadly, that's what happens. But what are you going to do with this word? There's witnesses right now, and this meeting is being watched today. And you know what they want to know? They want to know, what are you going to do with this word? Because you have heard it, and you're accountable. Pastor, settle down. I mean, Merry Christmas. I mean, my God. What are you going to do? Come on, stand up with me. Oh, my. I'm sorry. I meant to be done a lot earlier. I got carried away. All right. Come on, lift up your hands. Just say, "Thank you, Jesus." Father, thank you for 2014 and all the blessing we've received. Thank you that it's been a year of years for us, and we just thank you for your goodness, your grace. But Lord, we do believe going into that, every time we get something from you, it just makes me ravenous for more. Every time I experience your goodness, I don't know what it is, but somewhere inside I just go, "More, please. More, please." Because I've got an addiction now, and it's you. And I want more. The Apostle Paul said, "All I want is you. Nothing else matters. I just want more of you." And Lord, we want to be aware that coming into your presence, there's assignments. Coming into your presence, there's things that we receive. There's words that you speak over our life. There's things that you want us to steward and be accountable for. And you want us to step into a year of more and more. Exceedingly, abundantly more. And Father, I pray that people would open their hearts and just break off the limitations and let you be God in their lives. Let you be God. To break off fear, to break off whatever they think it may mean. Believe me, it won't limit you. It won't hinder you. It'll be fun. And it'll be more ridiculous than you could ever imagine. It'll be so good. So good. Because you can trust Him. You can trust Him. It's good. Father, I pray blessing over each one in this house right now. I thank You for them. And in this little period in between, may we dwell right now in Your presence in the next few days. May we just kind of incubate and saturate and meditate, prognosticate, so that we can articulate and then we can activate Your word over us this year. Your word over us this year is 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000. Your word over us this year is influence. It's influence in the civil realm, in the political arena, in all those areas. Influence, a place of honor. Your word over us this year is a year of increase, a year of unprecedented growth in every way. A year of healing, a year of declaration, manifestation. A year, Lord, where we see a demonstration of Your power like none other. And Lord, we agree with that. We believe that. And we thank You for that in Jesus' name. So I loose these folks to just get soaked, to get saturated, to get pickled in a sense of just the goodness that You desire to do in and through us this year. Father, thank You for them. Thank You for our families. Thank You for this blessed season that we're in. And I just pray Your richest benediction on each and every one. Father, Your love, let it just bless each one. Jesus, let Your grace, that's wonderful grace that we receive, let it animate our lives in a beautiful way. And Holy Spirit, thank You for Your partnership. Thank You for Your comfort. Thank You that You work in and with us, and You go with us and empower us in Jesus' name. Bless these people right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Now, we got some people that are going to come up front here, and you can get prayer today. So if you need prayer, don't leave, because they're ready to minister to you. Otherwise, bless you. Hope you have a happy new year. I'm going to see you next Sunday. It's going to be a day of days, and God's going to minister some big ways. But right now, the altar's open. Come. Come and get some ministry.